in the first chapters where we'll be reading from this morning. And we certainly need your prayers for the time that we'd be before you, that God would just take his word and bless it and anoint it, that it would go out and that your hearts would rejoice for those that know him in a free pardon of sin, and for those that don't know him today, that you would see how much and how bad that you really need to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. In the book of John, in the first chapter, if you'd like to follow along with us this morning, we'll be reading the first five verses and then jumping down to verse 9 through 14. The Bible teaches us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And then verse 9, and that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And then verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And stop reading there in verse 14 this morning. You can be seated in the house of God. And I'd like to use for a text this morning for this message, receiving Christ. Receiving Christ. We look at these scriptures and we thought and meditated about the time in which we're living in today. And the Bible teaches us here that when Christ came, when God came to earth, it was a very dark time in this world. It was dark because, I believe, of three different reasons. One was that it was dark because of the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden. From the time of the fall, there's been darkness. Sin is represented by darkness. And because of their fall, there was darkness in this world. It was a dark place. And then what made it even darker was that there was a law that was given that the Bible says that no man was able to keep. So they were away from God, and yet they could not live good enough to keep all the commandments of the Lord. And then, as Lloyd made mention in Sunday school this morning, it was a dark place because there was 400 years from Malachi to Matthew that there was no word from God. You're talking about being dark. That would be a dark and terrible place. It's scary today to go a day or so without hearing from God. Imagine going 400 years and never hearing from God. So the world was a dark place. And many, I want to emphasize that Jesus did not come into existence just on the day of his birth in Bethlehem. Jesus has been there in eternity past. He was there, as he said in the verse 1, he was there in the beginning of all things. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. There's never been a time that Jesus was not with the Father. He is part of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God, He, the Holy Ghost. And even the things that we know that are made, that he said in all things that were made was made by him, and it was nothing made that was not made by him, Jesus had a part in. He was not just the birth meant that Jesus came into existence, but he's always been in existence. The birth was God coming in the form of man to be able to pay the sin debt that Adam and Eve started at the fall in the garden. The birth of Christ was not an afterthought to pay the sin debt and to bring light into this world. The birth of Christ was foretold even from the beginning of time. You remember there after the fall, when God was talking to Satan, he told him, "You shall bruise his heel, but he will crush your head." God had already, Brother Eli, had a plan that when man fell, there would be a way for man to get back to God if men and women would receive him as their Lord and as their Savior. We're living in a time that I look at many of us, and we've had this conversation with a few this past week, that it doesn't even seem like Christmas. And my grandkids told me this past week that unless it was real cold and we had snow, it just wouldn't be Christmas. I told them they can keep the cold and the snow, and the calendar still says it is Christmas. But what are we really celebrating is the question. And many celebrate not knowing what they are celebrating. My text today is that receiving Christ. And if people would receive Christ as their Lord and Savior, they would understand what we are celebrating. We are celebrating the greatest birth ever recorded on the face of this earth. Because this was not just a child, this was God's child that came in the form of man to enlighten us and to make this world so that we would have joy in our hearts, knowing that we can receive the Lord as our personal Savior and not have to die and go to hell for eternity. You can celebrate Christmas and still have never received Christ as your Lord and Savior. The stores are running over with people. The internet, the purchases on the internet are at a record of people that are celebrating Christmas that have never received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Many of them are just buying gifts to be buying gifts. Many of them are giving gifts that to them has a whole lot of meaning, but to those that are receiving them don't mean very much. I remember when our kids were small, and even our grandkids today, that you would give them something that you felt like that they would really enjoy. And after a few moments, they had more fun with the packaging it came in than they did with the toy. I am preaching the truth this morning. I wish the world knew what we were celebrating. We're celebrating the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And only those that have received him can really celebrate it. It's not what is under the tree, it's who died on the tree that makes Christmas so special. And there are many that believe that just because they go to church, that means they've received the Lord as their Savior. There are many folks that go to church and are still lost and undone. And it's not God's fault that they're lost. It's their own, because they've never received him. The Bible says it like this: they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. I wish everybody knew what Christmas was really all about. In fact, many years ago, I preached here in a message that Christmas means the day of Christ. And yet, Many folks just have a day for Christ. Those of us that have received Him, it's not just a day, but it's every day. Because it's not us giving gifts to others every day, but it's God giving us gifts each and every day. How many of you have received gifts from God even on this day as early as it is? Mark, He woke us up this morning. He gave us health. He gave us strength to come out. And many of us are gathered with our family and friends that we love so dearly. And the greatest gifts that we have cannot be bought. But the greatest gift you could ever receive has already been paid for by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There are many folks that have a head or little knowledge of God and of Christ, but they don't have a heart knowledge of God. They've never received the Lord as their personal Savior. Maybe He was good enough for mom and dad and grandma and grandpa, but you've never asked God to come into your life and make you part of His big family. I wish everyone would receive the Lord on this Christmas Sunday. As we celebrate it, you'll know that there's more to it than what you can give or what you can receive. In fact, I told Beck to tell the kids that there is nothing I need. And I know that they can use the money more than I can use the gift. Amen? I guess I'm getting old because I look at all the things that are just wasted. People trying to get the true meaning of Christmas, and you can't get it if you don't know Christ. You know, they have a saying, keep Christ in Christmas. There is no Christmas without Christ. None. You can celebrate all you want, but without Christ, it's not Christmas. It's just another day. Many are trying to live a good life and saying, by living a good life, I've received the Lord. I've received Jesus as my Savior. There are many a good people that's in hell today because they never received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You say, Roger, this is Christmas. Give us a Christmas message. It is. For we celebrate the birth in Bethlehem that changed the whole world. If people will just receive Him. If people will just receive Him, you will see a difference in your life and what you are celebrating. In verse 13, it tells us there that if you have not been born again, you have not received Jesus Christ. Look at it. He says, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. You see, when you receive Christ, you're born again. He said that you would come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, if you would ask, He said, you shall receive. If you will believe upon Him, and believing is not receiving today, because even the demons in hell believe in Jesus Christ, but it's too late once death comes to pronounce that you believe and you want to receive Him as your Lord and your Savior. You say, does it really come to me? Does it affect me? In verse 9, he says it like this, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into this world. Every man, woman, boy, or girl to ever be born has an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Everyone that comes to the age of accountability has the opportunity to receive him. But an opportunity doesn't mean that it has actually happened. How many of you remember the day that you believed and you received the Lord as your Savior? He came by and knocked on my heart's door. Can I preach it like this on a Sunday morning? I didn't go to him. He came to me. He knew where I was at. He knows where you're at this morning. Everyone that comes to the age of accountability will have an opportunity. Over the years, Jeff, I've had people say, well, what about those tribes in remote parts of the world? You know, before you can ever be saved, you have to come to the knowledge of sin. And there are some today that knowledge has never come into their mind. And there are also people today that have not come to that age. And you can't receive the Lord if you don't know what you're receiving. How many of you have ever got a gift and you didn't know what it was until you opened it up? Right? When I received the Lord as my Savior, Ray, I knew what I was receiving. I was stepping out receiving him as my Lord and Savior, and he changed my life. Not just in heaven, but he changed my life here on this earth and made it what it is today. But he says in verse 11 that he came unto his own and his own received him not. It's not just talking there, it was talking about the Jews. But today he's still coming to people. And people are still refusing to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. People don't have a problem with celebrating Christmas and seeing a little baby in a manger. But I want you on this Christmas Sunday to see something bigger than that. He's not just a babe in a manger. He is soon our coming Lord and King in the clouds of glory to take us home to be with him for eternity, but not because of what we've done other than we received him as our personal Savior. And he says that in verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. When you receive Christ as your Savior, you become a child of God. Because Christ is the doorway to God. He said, no man can come unto me unless my Father, which is in heaven, draw him. The Lord is our way to heaven. And if we receive him, we become his son or his daughter. He's only got one begotten son. But we are the children of God through and by the birth that takes place when we receive him as our Savior. The angels told the shepherds that they ought to rejoice, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I preached last week or week before that he did not come to set up an earthly kingdom. He didn't come to take the place of the kings or the potentates of that day, but he came to make a way for you and I to be able to say that we've received him as our Savior and that we no longer have to worry about our life here or our eternity in the future. Christ was the best Christmas gift ever given. Ever given. And if I was to say, if someone was to ask me, Roger, what would you want for Christmas this year? You know what my answer would be? Is that my family and friends would receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. because I know what it has done to my life. And I know what, by receiving the Lord, could do to their life if they would just receive Him before it is too late. Some folks are missing out on the best gift that's ever been offered. How many folks today, if it was put on the airways, if you go down, and I'll use Dillard's down here, if you show up at Dillard's, you will get a free gift that's worth a whole lot. How many folks would be at their door hours before they even opened to receive that free gift? But Brother Charlie, people won't even go to church to receive the greatest gift that they could ever receive. Or when they're there, they reject Him because they think that something else is more valuable or better suited for their life at that time. This morning in this Christmas message, we need to receive Jesus. And not just as our Lord and Savior, if I can talk to the church for a few minutes. We need to receive Him every day. That we'll let our light shine because He said, as long as He was in this world, He was the light of this world. But He said, I'm going away and ye are the light of the world. I'm afraid that our lights aren't very illuminated. Some of us today, I used to use the example of a 100-watt bulb and then maybe a 20-watt bulb. Sometimes I feel like I'm a 20-watter. And other times I feel like I'm 100-watter. And some of you today, you've got those LEDs, which are even brighter. You know, the Lord, when He come, He was and still is the light of this world. And they thought John, later in this chapter, they thought John was the light. He said, I'm not he. He said, he that come after me is preferred before me. And when John was baptizing down there in the river of Jordan, there was a light that came into the midst of the congregation. And I believe John stopped his baptizing and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. You know what he was saying? In fact, John said it. He said, I indeed baptize you with water, but he that is coming after me shall baptize you with the fire and the Holy Ghost. Now, that gets people scared. They say, I've received God, and I've received Christ, but I don't know what it would do to my life. It will make your life better. You don't have to worry about acting strange or being one of those holy rollers. You just give your life to God, and God will change the rest of it. And there'll be a difference in your life. You won't talk like you used to talk. You won't go to the places you used to go. But your life will be better because you've got Jesus in it. How many of you got folks today that your Christmas wish is that they would receive Jesus as their Savior? Is He not the best thing to ever happen to us? The best gift I ever received. There was some that was talking this week at work about all the some of the gifts that they'd received over the years growing up. And I'll just be open with you. I don't hardly remember any of them. I remember one that my sisters got, but I don't hardly remember any gifts that we got. But I remember a gift I got, and it was not on Christmas. I remember that gift because the preacher told me I could have it. It's free. It's been paid for. It's free to us, but it was not free. It cost a great price. Lloyd talked in Sunday school this morning about from the book of Exodus in the 25th chapter about how valuable the Ark of the Covenant was with all the gold and silver and everything that covered it and how precious it was. But today there was one that was even more precious than all of that, that died on a cross of Calvary. You say, Roger, this is not Easter. I don't believe you can tell the Christmas story without looking forward in time to see why he came as lowly as he did. He came lowly in a manger. He was lifted high on a cross. And then he was placed in a deep tomb. But church, the gift that I have, come out of there on the third and appointed day. So that we could receive him, the gift that is offered to all of mankind. To you today that have him. I don't believe anybody can give you anything that will compare to what you've already got. Nothing can compare to what we've already got. Cars don't enthuse me. Houses don't enthuse me. Careers don't enthuse me. In fact, there's very little of this world that enthuses me. Amen? But when you start talking about my Lord and Savior, it excites my soul. It excites my heart because I know that I've already received the best that there is. And once you have the best, why would you look for anything else? And I promise you this, if you'll receive him, you won't need a return receipt. I wouldn't give him up for all of this world because he is more valuable than all of this world and all of its riches put together. When I said that about the Lord being so great to us, Brooklyn back there was clapping her hands. People say kids don't know. Let me tell you, the Bible says out of the mouths of babes. This morning, you could receive a lot of good gifts come tomorrow, maybe this afternoon, maybe tomorrow, maybe Tuesday. But in time, every one of those gifts will lose its luster. And most of them will lose their value over time. But if you receive Jesus Christ, he does not even just stay the same in his value. How many of us today is our gift that the Lord gave to us more precious today and worth more than it was on the day we first received it? And you know why? Because we're closer home. And the closer we get to home, the more valuable it is to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. This morning he said not all would receive him. But to everyone that would receive him, he would give them the power to become the sons of God. Today you can have that gift. The gift of salvation that is worth more than anything this world has to offer. Because it will not just get you through this life, but Brother Jeff, it'll get us to the next life. Jesus didn't come just so that we could have one gift. And I know that I don't want to preach all day long this morning, but God gives us gifts each and every day that we cannot place a value on, nor can we do without the gifts that he gives to us. On this Sunday morning, I wonder who or whom amongst us might be without the Lord as your personal Savior. You've heard about him. You've been taught about him. You might even be able to recite the scriptures, but you still have never received him as your Lord and your Savior. You say, but I believe in him. Isn't that enough? No, you have to receive him. You have to receive him. Open up your heart and allow him to come in and save your dying soul. On this Sunday before Christmas, I I ask you, don't you want to receive a gift that never wears out, that never gets old, that never, ever have I looked at my relationship with God and said, I just don't want it anymore? You know, and we've all received gifts like that, right? How many of you have ever received a gift that you didn't want? Somebody be open in the house of the Lord. There we go. Some of you don't want to admit it because the one who gave it to you might be sitting there. But there's many of us that's received gifts and we look at it and say, what am I going to do with this? I have no use for it. And it's useless. And it either finds its way into the back of the closet or it finds its way back to the store. But I promise you this morning, if you'll receive Jesus Christ as your eternal gift, you'll never, ever want to give him up. He is more precious than gold. He is more precious than silver or diamonds or any other of these world valued items. He is more precious than anything the world has to offer. While we get a song this morning, I ask you today to look in your own heart and see if you have a memory of a place that you received Jesus Christ as your Lord. Because if there is no memory, I have to say that event did not take place. I didn't ask the date that you joined the church or you set a mark in the road of life and said, from this day forward, I'm going to be different. I'm going to change myself. I'm going to become a better person. But I ask you, is there a day, a time that you can go to that you receive Jesus as your Lord? If there's not, today would be a good day for you to do that. You're talking about the best Christmas. This would be the best you've ever had because of the gift that God offered to you and you received it. Would you stand while Sharon sings for us this morning?
I'm sure you've heard the story.
Have you received him today?
Of the birth,
or have you been going along the journey of life and said, someday I want to receive him. Someday I want the Lord in my life. But you've never made that step. You've never made even the effort to open up your heart's door and allow God to come in. But time after time when he knocks, you say no. Why don't you today receive him openly and joyfully into your life? Say yes, Lord. Don't be like the Jews that received him not. Or men and women in our country today that have the opportunity that still don't receive him. So many are afraid of what they'll have to give up. I promise you, I guarantee you this, you'll not give up anything that God won't give you something better. Would you do that this morning? Yes, as a root out of dry ground. Yes, he was Mary's little lamb. I'll ask you a personal question and we'll close. Have you ever received the Lord as your Savior? If you have him today, you know what we've tried to preach about this morning. You know how valuable he is, how precious it is. And I feel so awkward when folks present me with a gift. I do. Anybody else feel like that? I feel so awkward. Because I know I've done anything to deserve it. Or, as I said in a message, I don't have a use for it. But God has never given me anything that I did not need. Nothing. And some of you today, it's the gifts that God has given to us over the years. And I say thank the Lord for each and every one of you today. And I encourage y'all that have never received him, that you take time in your life to look around and see that we're getting further down life's journey. God has spoke to your heart, and you know that you need to say yes and receive him into your life. Don't let Satan keep putting it off and putting it off until it is too late. Many people in hell, no doubt today, wishing that they had received the gift that God offered to them. God bless you. For those of you that will be back tonight, we'll see you at 6 o'clock. For those of you that have other commitments, you pray for us. And I wish all of you a Merry, Merry Christmas. You know, they used to say, I hope you get everything you ask for. I don't do that anymore. Because some of you ask for foolishness. Right? And some of you don't know what you're asking for. You don't know what it might turn out to be. But I hope you have a great Christmas. And your family has a great Christmas. And don't forget to get you a treat as you exit the church today. I might leave somebody out. Ron and Sharon. Who else worked on it? Ron and Sharon did all that? Give them a hand clap this morning. Yeah. We appreciate it, brother. And I know they're probably wore out. So take that gift that they put together for us and enjoy it. Amen? We'll see you tonight. God bless you. Today is our prayer. Robbie.